President Cyril Ramaphosa eulogized Archbishop Desmond Tutu at a requiem mass at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu has been our moral compass, but he's also been our national conscience. Even after the advent of democracy, he did not hesitate to draw attention, often harshly, to our shortcomings as leaders of the democratic state. He saw our country as a rainbow nation emerging from the shadow of apartheid, united in its diversity, with freedom and equal rights for all.
One of Archbishop Tutu's daughters, Nontombi Naomi Tutu, also spoke at the funeral service. Naomi says the family has been amazed by the condolence messages they received from across the world.
We thank you for loving our father, grandfather, husband, uncle, brother, brother-in-law. Many of the messages we received have said, thank you for sharing him with the world. Well, it actually is a two-way street. Because we shared him with the world, you shared part of the love you held for him with us. And so we are thankful.
Meanwhile, marginalized groups like the LGBTI community and the country's youths say that Archbishop Tutu's death has left a void that will be difficult to fill. Mampaseka Steve Letsike is the chief executive of a leading Johannesburg-based LGBTI rights grouping, Access Chapter 2.
The LGBTI movement and the social justice movement have lost an ally, an icon, who shared light and gave hope to the communities. He had managed to address intersections in his work, and he used the pulpit, he used his religious leadership power to actually instill hope, speak truth to power, and advance many challenges we are faced with.
Letsike also says not many church leaders could be as candid as was Archbishop Tutu.
Never was unambiguous in his voice and his stance against homophobia and transphobia. His loss is the loss that we will forever remember. And we wait to hear many voices and many leaders who can stand up and speak in solidarity and speak truth to power in a manner that he did. A lot of people have got big shoes to fill up with the loss of Archbishop. So we send condolences to the family and to the world for the loss of Archbishop Tutu.
The leader of a Grahamstown Youth Empowerment Lobby organization, Mamanani Youth Trust, Nolise Mpumelelo, also believes Archbishop Tutu was a one of a kind figure.
We as South African youth, we doubt that we would ever find a fatherly figure like Dada Desmond Tutu. He loved people, he valued human life. Everywhere he was, he just wanted peace.
Anita Somila Fwaba, a Masters of Peace and International Relations University student in Cape Town, said the legacy Archbishop Tutu left would forever be cherished.
The Arch, as we fondly know him in South Africa, is a moral compass for many, or was a moral compass for many. He is what we should all aspire to be. His humanity seen through his legacy, fighting against injustices and fighting for human rights. He was a man of peace. He was a humanist. He was a humanitarian in every sense of those words.
At his funeral, which was also attended by his widow, children, and several of his family members, Archbishop Thabo Makoba suggested that the late Nobel Prize winner should be honored by renaming Cape Town's airport after him. Archbishop Makoba, who led Tutu's funeral proceedings, challenged South Africans to turn a new page and commit to the late icon's radical and revolutionary demands for change. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Gary Kaichaunza.